Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jeff Frey. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kevin Mitchell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Hazelman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting 8th. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Aldert. And now, play ball. Jeff Frey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Frey strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mitchell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hazelman hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Hollins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tinsley bunts towards the mound. Aldert fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenwell moves to third. One out. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fry is 0 for 1 in the game. Fry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenwell scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fry moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Fry. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Fry steals third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fry scores. Valentin goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. There goes Canseco. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Becker reaches second base with a double. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Red Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Parra now pitching. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hazelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hazelman hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hollins hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Tinsley. Hollins reaches second base with a double. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a pop-up towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears is hit by the pitch. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mears moves to third. Von Eshelman now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mears tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tinsley. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Twins. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cordova is walked intentionally. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Starhoviak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Cordova moves to third. It's 8-4, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hollins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 0 in the game. Tinsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Tinsley. The throw from Walbeck and he is out, Mears applying the tag. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Welbeck hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-4, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Stanley for a passed ball. Knobloch moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Becker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-4, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Becker scores. It's 12-4, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cordova hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 13-4, Twins. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Starhoviak strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cordova scores. Hollins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-4, Twins. Matt Welbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Welbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Welbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 14, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Jose Canseco. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary pinch hits for Kevin Mitchell. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Arquimedes Pozo pinch hits for Tim Nehring. Arquimedes Pozo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pozo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Hatberg pinch hits for Mike Stanley. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg takes first base on ball 4. Pozo moves to second. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hazelman hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 14, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Rodriguez now playing shortstop. Troy O'Leary now playing right field. Arquimedes Pozo now playing third base. Scott Hatberg now catching. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Becker strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tinsley. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 15-4, Twins. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 15, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Coomer now playing third base. Jeff Rabule now playing second base. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Tinsley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tinsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Parra covering, for the out. Greenwell moves to second. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fry hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 15, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Starhoviak is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hazelman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rabule for the out. Starhoviak moves to second. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelly is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Durant pinch hits for Matt Walbeck. Mike Durant batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durant takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Starhoviak scores. Durant moves to third. It's 16-4, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Durant now catching. Roberto Kelly now playing center field. Denny Hocking now playing right field. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to third. Arquimedes Pozo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pozo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pozo hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jefferson tags and scores. One out. It's 16-5, Twins. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hatberg hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hazelman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Red Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Hudson now pitching. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hocking hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Hocking reaches second base with a double. Chip Hale pinch hits for Paul Molitor. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hocking moves to third. 2 outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Hansel now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tinsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fry hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hocking. Fry reaches second base with a double. Tony Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hansel. Fry moves to third. Tony Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fry scores. It's 16-6, Twins. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 16, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.